equality, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is equal to everyone, samoham sarvabhutesh. But one who particularly engages in his service is very much inclined. In another place, the Lord says that a devotee always exists in his heart. He also exists always in the heart of the devotee. The special inclination of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his pure devotees is not unnatural, nor is it partiality. For example, sometimes a father has several children, but he has special affection for one child who is very much inclined towards him. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 10th verse.
Hare Krishna.
Tesam satati uktana bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayantite. Those who constantly engage in the devotional service of the Lord, in love and affection, are directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. It's okay? Those who are constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, in love and affection, are directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sitting as the Super Soul in everyone's heart. The Lord is not far away from the devotee. He is always in everyone's heart. But only the devotee can realize the Lord's presence and thus he directly connected and he takes instruction from the Lord at every moment. Therefore, there is no chance of devotees being in error, nor is there any particular on any partiality on the part of the Lord for his pure devotees. Please repeat the translation. The Lord was just about to leave, but because he was so greatly inclined toward the behavior of King Prithu, he did not depart. Seeing the behavior of Maharaj Prithu with his lotus eyes, he was detained because he is always the well-wisher of his devotees. Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschita Deshtan. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasandhi Gaurav Bhaktarunda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpaturvasya Kripasandhubhya Vacha Pratidam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. Though I am not a qualified person to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam in front of so many Vaishnavas, but I have been ordered to give the class. Today actually Devakinandan Prabhu is supposed to give the class. But today is wedding day, he has a lot of guests. And I am supposed to sing Mangalarti. He exchanged it. He told me, you give the class, I'll sing Mangalarti. So I said, okay Prabhu, whatever you say. First I was declining. I am not a qualified person to speak in front of such a wonderful audience here, but please forgive my audacity to sit here and talk about Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we understand about the devotee's behavior. A Lord gets attracted how a devotee behaves. It's not just having knowledge or just the sadhana or the service. The most important thing is behavior. If that behavior is not there, no use. So as we advance in Krishna consciousness, you know, anarthas should go away. Then we can behave very nicely. Today also, disappearance day of Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj. You know, always I am very much attached to him because he is the one who installed the deities of Tirupati Temple, Shri Shri Radha and Govinda. In the year 1984, he installed the deities. And these deities are very powerful, like Radha Ras Bihari. I think many of you have seen the deities, very beautiful. And they reciprocate with the devotees. Prayers, and almost all the South Indian devotees and also Tirupati and Tirumala devotees, they come there and take darshan regularly. Of late, the deities have become very, very popular. Why? Because the pure devotee, devotee like Swarup Damodara Maharaj has invited the Lord, please come and stay here. The potency of the devotee, Lord stays there. Though we are not qualified to worship them, but still the pure devotee has told, come and stay here. And they stay and accept all the prayers and all the pujas. So now at the same time, I had a very special relationship with Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj. He used to very lovingly used to call me Rebati. Then in South India we call Revati. But if you call me, first time when he called me, Revati, Revati, come here, Revati. I was wondering why Maharaj is calling Rebhati. Then I understood, of course, the eastern belt of India, for the Va and for the Ba is one and the same. Like Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Revati, Revati. So, but with so much love, is to call me Revati, Revati. Even today, I hear that sound. And because even they calling the names of the devotees is very special. Because their heart is pure. Brahma Pramada Vipulishna Karnapatva Arsha Vignya Vakya Nahiye Dosha Sava. It's been said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those are free from mistakes. Brahma, illusion and mistakes. And perfect senses they do have. And no cheating mentality. Their words are very special. Arsha Vignya Vakya Nahiye Dosha Sava. This Arsha Sadhus, the heart is pure, so whatever they say, it has an impact. Like she takes Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Right, we take it very seriously. Very, very seriously. Right? Any good devotee takes Prabhupada's instructions very seriously. Why? Because it goes straight into the heart. That's the power of the pure devotees. When they shoot the arrow, it goes straight into the heart. Like when Shikhandi was shooting at Bhishma, the arrows were not penetrating. They just touched the body and just fall down. But when Arjuna shot the arrows, it was penetrating. Like that, these pure devotees, when they say something, it goes to the heart. When we hear Srila Prabhupada's chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, and so many CDs we have come across, so many singers, but still Prabhupada's dhun is very special. His singing is very special because it touches one's heart. And the sound vibration, when it enters, it purifies the heart. So like that, even Swarup Damodar Maharaj is very, very special. I always cherish my association with him and the way he came and blessed all of us. Today is disappearance day. We need his blessings. We need his blessings. So he's a sadhu. Sadhu means sadhu lakshana sadhu. Not simply by decoration. Just tilak and kanti mala or nice dress. That's not important. It's important to a certain extent. The most important thing is internally. How we are. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, Detikshva karunika Suhurdam sarvadehina Ajata Shatru, Shanta, Sadhava, Sadhabhushana. Sadhu means you have a lot of patience. Even Anuttama Prabhu was saying yesterday, patience pays. In the devotional service, if you have patience, it pays us. We get bhakti, we get prema. There's no question of hurrying up, rushing, no. Simply got to follow the instructions of Guru and Srila Prabhupada and the senior Vaishnavas. Attending the morning program regularly, I see here in Bombay. Such a nice program. Morning program is so effective. So wonderful it is. You know, whole Mangalarati hall is packed. Tulsi Puja is packed. Bhagavatam class is packed. Apart from this, I see so many programs going on there in the new building. As they are totally astonished. One side is Mataji's program is going on. Classes for them. In another hall, youth program is going on. And another side, Bhakti Shastri is going on. And one side, communication seminar is going on. So ISKCON is very special. It's an institution for education. Like in the there are so many temples. Even I was questioned in Tirupati by TTD authorities. Executive officer, the first time when he met me, he asked, how come you are having one more big temple here? Already there's Balaji temple, Padmavati temple, Rama temple, Kapilatirtham temple, Srinivas are going to the temple. So many temples, why one more temple here? Of course, he was in a friendly way questioned. And I said, sir, there's so many temples out there, but where is the education? There's no education. People come, millions of people come to Tirumala to take darshan of Balaji. Are they getting educated? That's not there. They come only for darshana. But who will give them the tattva darshana? Tattva darshana. When you have the tattva darshana, then you can see Lord Balaji very nicely. Because I have been going to Balaji right from a young age. Young age, with my grandparents, with my parents. But after reading Srila Prabhupada's Science of Self-Realization, for the first time I saw Balaji. Till then, just go there. Go near the deity, close your eyes. And come out. You get just a fraction of a second to see the deities. They push you out. But that time we close our eyes. Even today, many people, they just close their eyes. They don't see the beautiful form of the Lord. Satchitananda Swarupa, the transcendental form of the Lord, the beautiful smile of Balaji. They don't enjoy it. Because not qualified. No education. Only by Prabhupada's mercy, after so many years, in the 1988, when I became a devotee, so-called devotee, please forgive me. So that time when I went to Balaji, first time I saw, oh, He's got a smile. Oh, he's got such beautiful features. He's got lotus feet. Till then, no, just go see Balaji. Just chant Govinda. Go inside, then look for prasadam, look for laddu, look for room, shave up your head and come. A formality. Just a formality. But the devotion is not there. But Prabhupada's mercy, you know, by reading his books, our perception changes in life, in devotion. Today, millions of people come to Balaji. For what actually? Oh Lord, I want this. Oh Lord, I want that. I want to pass an examination. I want to get married. My business will be success. 50% I give it to you. You are my partner. Right? They just walk out. So I told the executive officer, sir, here actually we educate people. And that's the instruction of our Guru Maharaj, Paramaguru Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We got to educate people. Before they go to Balaji, get educated. After seeing Balaji, come down and get educated. It's very important. Otherwise, there's no point. So, such is the quality of the pure devotees. Anything they speak is very, very powerful. Asya vijna vakya nahi dosha sabha. Because their words has no dosha, no mistakes. It's very pure. It touches one's heart. Only you got to hear, shravanam, you got to hear. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving a class on 12 Mahajanas. Very powerful, very effective class. So out of the class, one devotee was really fired up, very much inspired by the class. And he got up and told Srila Prabhupada, you are the 13th Mahajana. Prabhupada looked at him and said, you are the 14th Mahajana. So what does it mean? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anybody who follows the principles laid by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Mahajana. Simply got to follow. If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, that's enough. Everybody will become Mahajanas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This anatta should go away. And also today is Madhvacharya's appearance day. Now we are actually in the Madhva Parampara. Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, actually. Madhvacharya, you know, very exalted. He is from Karnataka. His bhasha was Tulu. And great exalted devotee. According to the Madhvas, he has been considered as avatar of Bhima, Hanuma. Bhima, Hanuman, Madhva, they call it as. You know, very, very powerful. And he is the one established the tattva, Dvaita tattva he established throughout India. And he also met Vyasa. Very powerful. And he tells us, in his Bhashya, he explains, everybody should read Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody should read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. Not to just get the knowledge from the scriptures. Not just the knowledge. You should read the books, the transcendental scriptures, and attain knowledge to understand one thing, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, knowledge is not necessary. Just to understand that Krishna is the Supreme, you should read all the shastras. Then you are empowered, then you can preach. This is the instruction. At the same time, whoever gives you knowledge, you treat him very nicely, with a lot of respect. Let it be your Shikshaka Guru, or your Diksha Guru, or senior Vaishnava, who is educating you. You should be very, very humble. This is the instruction of Madhvacharya. He says, Hari Munidare Harakayuva, Hara Munidare Harikayuva, Hari Hara Ibbara Munidare Guru Kayuva, Guru Munidare Kayuva Varyaru. He says, because in South India, a lot of Shaivas and Vaishnavas, always there are clashes. His instruction, when a Hari is upset with you because of your improper behavior, don't worry, Hara, Lord Shiva will protect you. When Shiva is upset with you with your improper behavior, Hari will protect you. When Shiva, Hari, Hara, Ibbaru, both Hari and Hara, both are upset with you, then Guru Kayava, Guru will take care of you, Guru will protect you. Guru Munidare Kayavaru. If Guru is upset with you, who will protect you? Hari will not come forward, Hara will not come forward. Then who will protect you? So it's so important how we behave with the Gurus, our Shikshaka Gurus, our senior Vaishnavas. That's what he says here. Because Prithu Maharaj has such wonderful behavior. No? Lord couldn't move from there. He was detained. He was detained. Similarly, the devotees have very wonderful behavior. Lord detains them. He holds them. How many have you seen Tirumala? In front of Tirumala temple, there's a deity of Hanumanji. How many have you seen? You know what Hanumanji is? Bedi Hanuman. That means shackled. His hands are shackled like this. And he's standing in front of the Balaji temple. You know why? Because the Lord likes him so much. Such a wonderful devotee. Hanumanji is. He's very, very dear to the Lord. As Prabhupada says here. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Namedeshu sinapriya. Ebajanti tumam bhaktya. Maiteshu chapiyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But those who render transcendental service unto me, is very dear to me. And I am very dear to him. And he is in my heart, and I am in his heart. And Lord says, this is in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada mentions that in the purport. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. So, Hanuman has been tied there. He's been detained there, shackled. Why means Hanuman, you know, he'll not stay in one place. He'll keep on jumping here and there. Chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. Please chant. Ram, 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 Ram. That's his job. Hopping from tree to tree and sit one place, chant again, move. So Lord didn't want that actually. Hanuman's birthplace is Tirumala. Jabali. There's a place he took birth. And he met Ramachandra in Kishkinda. That's near Hampi. But maybe they mistake it actually. No, Hanuman took birth in Hampi. No, he took birth on Tirumala. And he met Lord Ramachandra in Kishkinda near Hampi in Karnataka. So Lord detained his devotee. He didn't want him to go anywhere. And how he has detained him? He has given him the higher place. Hanumanji is on a higher platform. And Balaji is down. Nearly about 20 feet difference is there actually. So Balaji down is looking at Hanuman all the time. And Hanumanji has been shackled. Bedi Hanumanji. And the offerings from Lord Balaji, it comes to him. Why? It's the behavior. It's the behavior. And Lord Ramachandra met Hanumanji for the first time. When Hanumanji spoke to him, he was so happy with his kind words, with his sweet words, explaining so nicely, so eloquent in speaking, so clear. So Lord Ramachandra told Lakshmana, look at this person. What behavior. Look at the way he's talking. What etiquette. Whoever is his king is very fortunate, very lucky to have a person like this. This is the words of Lord Ramachandra to Lakshman because of his behavior. Why? He was so attached to Ram. Even before he could meet Ramachandra, he was chanting Ram's name. So chanting to his the day, Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana. So similarly, when you chant Ram's name, the Ravana is sitting in our heart also. He is the representative of lust. You know, he's sitting in our heart. When you chant Ram's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This lust will be vanquished. One great saint from Karnataka, he says, beautiful song. Rama Mantra Vajapiso, O Manuja, Rama Mantra Vajapiso. A Mantra, E Mantra, and the Ni Kadabeda, Paramashivata and the Bhamageli, the Mantra, Rama Mantra. Oh, my dear gentleman, Manuja, oh friend, please don't chant that mantra and this mantra. Don't get confused. You chant one mantra, the Staraka mantra, Rama mantra. Why you got to chant this one? When Parvati Devi, when she had headache, she approached Lord Shiva. Oh my Lord, I have a headache, what to do? Then he told, chant Rama's name 3 times, your headache will go away. That is in Vishnu Sahasranam. Sri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rama Manorame Sahasranama Tattalyam Sri Rama Nama Varanane. Chant 3 times Rama's name, all your headaches will go away. But one should chant very effectively. Very effectively you've got to chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Iti Shorashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Nata Pratrupaya, Sarva Vedeshudashate. By chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna and Lord Rama is enough. It can nullify all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. Nata Pratrupaya, there's no other better method than this. And who says? Sarva Vedeshudashate. Conclusion of all the Vedic literatures. Examples are there. Dhruva, Prahalad, Narada Muni, Hanumanji, Draupadi, Gajendra. Not one, two. So many examples. So simply chanting the Lord's name, this anarthas will go away. So chanting, so when you chant sincerely, one by one the anarthas go away. Just reading the shastras and not behaving properly with the devotees. Chanting the Lord's name, it will not be all that effective. We will not advance. We may advance to a certain extent. But the real pure devotional lover arises in the heart. You know, it's the most important how we behave with the devotees. This is very, very important. Let's take example, Srila Prabhupada, how he behaved. So wonderfully behaved with his own disciples, with the public, with his godbrothers, with other personalities. So nice, so wonderful. Always very humble, very sweet. In the argument, he should do it so nicely, so wonderfully. People should like it. You know, hardly anybody going away from Srila Prabhupada, oh, I don't like this man. No. We don't come across in that Leelamrita. Prabhupada's Leelamrita, everywhere you can see such a wonderful, sweet pastimes. His behavior, his mood. This is the Sadhu Lakshana. This is very important. So Lord wanted to leave. Prabhupada go away, but he couldn't move. Because this devotee, so wonderful, so exalted. Lord wants to stay with him. Same thing when we behave nicely, when we chant our very nicely, and try to come out from the anarthas, then very nice it is. There's one devotee in South India, from the Shastras, Vamana Purana, by name Mandagati, son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, we know, he went to Sudhava planet, but the son stayed here. And he was looking after the southern region. Very good devotee. He knew all the Shastras. Very wonderful. He knew all the Shastras. And Acharana, everything was doing very perfectly. Acharana for the Lord, everything. But he was very proud. Very proud. His behavior with others was not okay. Though he knew all the Shastras. Like Durvasamuni, we know. He knew, he had all the knowledge. He had full knowledge. And a great tapasvi. But he couldn't behave properly with Amrish Maharaj. What happened, we all know that. How he was chased by Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra. When he went to Vishnu, Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu said, no, I cannot save you. Only my devotee, Amrish Maharaj, only he can save you. Then he left. Then again Lord Vishnu called him. Just having knowledge and tapasya will not help you. Knowledge and tapasya and humility, that's very important. That he lacked. Durvasamuni had knowledge, great tapasvi, lot of tapasya too, but the humility wasn't there. Improper behavior in that particular pastime, just to teach us a lesson. Not that he is bad or something. All the scriptures, all these personalities that take the roles just to educate us. And they're very dear to the Lord. And they don't have any complaints. Any role they'll take. But myself, all of us, we have a lot of complaints. Against this devotee, that devotee. So many, we have complaints. But this devotee, they don't have any complaints. So Mandagati, though he knew all the Shastras, though his Acharana Paddhati was very nice, but his behavior was very bad. Whenever he used to walk like an elephant. Move like this, chest up, like this walk. You know. Once he decided to take a yatra to Srirangam, to take the darshan of Ranganatha. So big, he the king, and the entourage, they're all just moving in the front. If somebody comes, he'll bash them with his chest and push them aside. If they fall on the side, he'll just walk away. And if he bashes and if he falls down, he'll walk on them and go. So proud he was. So this way he came to Srirangam. He reached in the evening hours. Evening hours, you know, Lord Ranganatha comes out. How many of you have seen Srirangam? Among the Divyadeshams, that's number one. There's no difference between Vaikuntha and Srirangam according to Ramanujacharya. And Srirangam has come directly from Vaikuntha, including Vimana. He's come from Vaikuntha. So he came to see Lord Ranganatha. That time the Utsavamurtis of Lord Ranganatha, they came out. They were coming. You know, actually Lord Ranganatha is known for his walking style. He walks very nicely. That means the devotees, they dance very nicely. There are different steps are there. Walk like lion, walk like elephant, walk like cat. And the Lord walks in different steps. So among all the Divyadeshams, all the temples, Lord Ranganatha's walking style is glorified. The way he comes on the palak. So in Tamil they say, Ranganatha Nadai is walking style. Varadarajan Kodai, and Lord Varadarajan Kanchi is umbrella. And Balaji and Udai, and Balaji's dressing is very grand. Ranganatha Nadai, Varadarajan Kodai, and Balaji and Udai. Udai means dress, but nowadays people mistake it for Vada. Balaji Vada. It's not Vada, it's Udai. Udai means dress. You can see Balaji dressing is very grand. With all his jewels, with his beautiful dhoti, measuring very, very long. Very long dhoti. You know, very beautifully dresses. So, one said Lord Ranganatha was coming with full walking style. And this said Mandagati was coming like this. You know, really proud. Even in front of Lord. Proud. Why? Knowledge. I have so much knowledge. No humility. I don't know how to behave. So much knowledge, but I don't know how to behave. So he's just walking in front of the Lord. So one rishi, by Trithunda Rishi, old person, very wonderful devotee, he came across this Mandagati. Immediately Mandagati bashed him. Trithunda Rishi fell down. Fell down and was very upset. And I said, why God do this to me? What I did? He would have told me, please move aside, I would have moved. Then he never even bothered to see anything. He said, get lost. I don't care what you speak. Then he was really angry. He just got up. He fell down. He got up. And he said, I curse you. You behave like a mad elephant. I curse you that you become a mad elephant. Then immediately he understood, oh, this person is not ordinary. He's a great Rishi, Maharishi. This curse will affect me. So immediately fell on his feet. Oh, please forgive me. Forgive me. Please forgive me. Take back your curse. He said, no. I already cursed you. There's no chance. In Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna will liberate you. Till then you've got to be like a mad elephant. So the same elephant is Kualaya Pida. So Mandagati took the form of an elephant, mad elephant, Kualaya Pida. Another big story, how he went to Jarasandha, how Jarasandha appreciated Kamsa, and how he presented his Kualaya Pida to Kamsa, and how Kamsa planned to kill Krishna with Kualaya Pida, and how Krishna liberated Kualaya Pida. So devotee, Lord punished him, at the same time he was rewarded. So this is very important, how we behave. Behavior is very important. When we behave very nicely, then we can experience this ecstasy. As Anantama Prabhu was giving a class on ecstasy. We have to experience that. That's the bhava and the prema for the Lord. If we don't experience it, what is the use? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the perfection of chanting is, tears should roll from the eyes. Body should shiver. We should roll, cry. Not necessarily exhibit openly. At least that bhava should be there. It should develop. Days are going away. I know when is my death. When is my time. I don't know. Days are going away. So it's very, very important how I behave. How I behave. Though I may be busy with so many activities, services, so many things, pleasures, but still, behavior is very important. This behavior is very important. The Mandagati, what happened? Improper behavior. Durvasa, what happened? Improper behavior. There's so many examples. Duryodhana, improper behavior. Ravana, he knew all the shastras, improper behavior. So behavior is so important. You know, in ISKCON, we lack that sometimes. We take it for granted. You know, when we outside, we commit a lot of sinful activities. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we come to ISKCON, we stop the sinful activities, but we commit apanas. Not gross, subtle apanas. Ill feeling towards other devotees. Envy towards other devotees. Inattentive chanting. Dhamma aparat. Seva aparat. This aparat holds us again. Aparat holds us again. No sinful activity. No meat eating. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling. Very minimum. It's all minimized. All gone. Almost. But this aparat? What about that? I jump from this level to this level. This dimension to this dimension. This seems to be more dangerous. So I should be more careful with the devotees. Not to commit any offense with the devotees. I'm better to be humble and sweet with all the devotees. Though I may not have the qualification, I may pretend. Better to pretend. Pretend. Better you pretend. In the course of time, that becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. Part of our life. So it's so important to behave. Then only we'll get this ecstasy. When you see Gauranitha, Radha Ras Bihari, Ram Lakshman Sita, Hanumanji, we become very happy. Like last GBC meetings, I was here. I went for a morning walk. My Guru Maharaj Jayapadak Swami, before his stroke, the previous day, we went for a walk and we came here. I was standing in front of Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji. For something, I just looked at my Guru Maharaj. I saw him, he was crying. He was crying. He was continuously crying. And I was wondering, my God, I am also standing, my Gurudev also standing here next to me. Tears are pouring continuously from his eyes. Then I was just thinking that day, when I'll get this feeling? Why can't I imbibe a little bit from my Guru? When I see the deities, something should happen in my heart. Tears should roll, but it's not happening. You know. So I just felt that actually. You know, when the devotees, when they see the deities, and also when he came to Tirupati, and he's explaining this Balaji pastime, Srinivasa Kalyanam, our Lord was so humble and moving around in the jungles. You know, he just saying that past him, suddenly he started crying. You know. Different people may have different opinion. But it's nice, you can see. You know, the heart is pure. And these pastimes of the Lord. Just to hear, the pure devotee will raise, Lord was detained by Prithu Maharaj's behavior. Immediately the heart will melt. Why? Because behavior of Prithu Maharaj is so wonderful, so nice. Lord didn't want to go away from him. He didn't want to leave him even for a minute. Lord gets attracted to the devotees, those who behave very nicely. Follow the instructions of Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas. That's what it is, actually. That's Krishna conscious life. This beautiful ISKCON, very special it is, actually. Never will find one like this again in the future. So it's our duty to protect this beautiful ISKCON. We are part of it, actually. So important how I behave. From my behavior, I inspire others. From there, inspire everybody. Every devotee should inspire. So many people are coming here. So many people come to Mayapur, Vrindavan. And so many people come to Tirupati. And we behave very nicely. They become very happy pilgrims. You know, here I see thousands of people coming. I talk, say few words. Tell about Hare Krishna Mantra. Who is Radha Ras Bihari? What Srila Prabhupada did to the whole world? Little bit. And chant Hare Krishna Mantra. This will protect you. This is enough, actually. They become very happy. They want this from the devotees. Like Srila Prabhupada says, temple means deity is one side and devotee is one side. That is temple, actually. When people walk in, they should see the deities and the devotees. See the deities and hear from devotees. This is the practice. This is the Vedic practice. That's even today, I know in North, in South India, whoever goes to the temple, after taking darshan, before coming out from the temple, they sit down. They sit down. But what they do, sit down and break the coconut and eat the coconut. Many people, they think, we sit down to just sit for a while, break the coconut, eat the coconut, right? In South India, common practice, offer the coconut to the Lord and you get the prasad, sit down, break the coconut, eat the coconut and walk away. They say, Shastran Kuchaval. Shastra says, sit down, Nandbo. Why you got to sit down? They don't know. You got to sit down to hear Harikatha. You got to sit down there to hear Harikatha. That is there in ISKCON. Sit down and hear holy name. Hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So perfect. As per, this is the real Vedic culture. That Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful gift. So the ecstasy, when we behave very nicely, we experience it. Crying, laughing, jumping, rolling. This is one pastime which happened in South India, in Karnataka. Vyasatirtha in the Madhu Sampradaya. Very exalted soul. And he had a very favorite disciples. He had very favorite disciples like Purandaradasa, Kanakadasa, Vadiraj. So one day, on the banks of the Kaveri, Vyasatirtha, Purandaradasa, and Vadiraj, they are discussing Ramayana. Discussing Ramayana. Lord Ramachandra's characters, his behavior. You know, how he gave up everything and walked to the jungles. How he was the ideal king. How he was the ideal husband. Ideal son. Ideal human being in all respects. They were discussing Ramayana. And suddenly they went in ecstasy. They started jumping. And they started crying. And they started laughing. And they started rolling on the sands. One person under the tree, he was watching this. Who are these three mad people? I see them laughing for some time, jumping for some time, rolling for some time, crying for some time. What's happening to these three mad people? This ordinary villager, an old man. So when this was happening, that time Purandaradasa approached his guru, Vyasatirtha. He said, "My lord, we are enjoying so nicely here, discussing the Lord's pastimes. Our friend Kanakadasa is not here. What about inviting him also?" Vyasatirtha said, "Okay, if we shall find, we'll bring him. How shall we bring him? Anybody's here?" They looked around. Vyasatirtha called this old man who was sitting under the tree. "Come here, gentlemen, come here. So if we cross the river, Kaveri River, on the other side, such and such a place, we'll find one devotee by name Kanakadasa. Can you bring him?" The old man said, "I'll bring him. What you'll give me? How much you'll give me? What you want? How many gold coins you want? I'll give you. Just do this." "Oh, gold coins you'll give me? You can give me 10 gold coins?" "Yes, I can give you 10, 20 or 100 gold coins I can give you. Can you bring him immediately? Okay, sadhu, okay, I'll do that. Since you're a sadhu, I'll do that. So immediately he took a boat, crossed the river, Kaveri, he went on the other side. And he looked at the person, Kanakadasa. And he said, your Guru Maharaj is waiting for you. He told me to bring you over there, other side of the Kaveri. Oh, I see. My Guru Maharaj is calling me? Yeah, he's calling you. Oh, what are you doing? No, it's the other two people. What they were doing? They're mad. They're jumping for some time. They're crying for some time. They're rolling for some time. They're laughing for some time. Real mad. They're mad. But they wanted you there. And then Kanakadasa asked him, why are you doing this service? What benefit you get? Oh, your guru said he'll give me gold coins. Yeah? Only gold coins? Only gold coins? Yeah. What do you say, only gold coins? What is better than gold coins? And Baba, there are so many things better than gold coins. What is that? You saw them, you know, the ecstasy. That you should ask for. If really intelligent person, because nobody can see these bhavas, but you saw these bhavas in my guru and other devotees. You saw these bhavas. Then you should ask for that. Gold coins, millions of gold coins are nothing compared to this bhava, this ecstasy of the devotees. So what I should ask? You are a sadhu, I don't know anything. Please tell me what is more beneficial for me. Then, when we go together, when you meet my Guru Maharaj, he'll ask you how many gold coins you want. Then say, I don't want gold coins. Then what do you want? Then ask him, I want a little bit from your laughing. I want a little bit from your crying. I want a little bit from your rolling actions. I want a little bit from your jumping in ecstasy. I want, give me little of these things. So that will benefit me. You'll go back to Godhead. You'll go back to Godhead. Vaikuntha Prapti. This place is a kunta, full of anxieties. Every step is anxiety, problems. Vaikuntha, the place there's no anxieties. So you just get his blessings, get this mercy from him, is enough. You go back to Vaikuntha. As long as you exist, you're experiencing the Vaikuntha. When you leave the body, you go back to Vaikuntha. So they went together. They went to the Guru Maharaj, Vyasatirtha, Purandaradasa, and Vadiraja. So the moment they saw Kanakadasa offered his obeisances to his Gurudev, and everybody embraced him, his Guru embraced him. Oh, Kanaka, you're here. So wonderful. So wonderful. Then Vyasatirtha looked at this person, old man, who did the service. Okay, how many gold coins you wanted? Then he said, no, I don't want gold coins. You don't want gold coins? What do you want then? I want a little bit of your laughing, a little bit of your crying, a little bit of your jumping, a little bit of your rolling on the sand. I saw these things. I want little bit. Hey, who taught you this? No ordinary fellow can ask this. Who taught you this? He told me. Kanaka told me to ask you this. Kanakadasa, you want to give this to him? Yes, Gurudev. Because he did service. And he saw all these bhavas. Please, I request you should bless him. He just put his hand on the head. And immediately the old man started jumping. Hari Bol! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he started rolling. He started crying. He started laughing like a madman. And that's it. He went like that. After some time, left the body. Next birth, he came as Jagannath Dasa, an exalted devotee. He came as Jagannath Dasa, who stormed Lord Venkateshwara, Tirumala. Rath couldn't move because he was waiting for Jagannatha to come and touch the Rath. Then only he moved. The same pastime like Jagannath Puri. So great Jagannath Dasa, so many wonderful kirtanas, so many bhashyas on Dvaita Sampradaya by Jagannath Dasa. So like that, when you behave very nicely, we get the blessings of Guru. When you take the instructions of the devotees very carefully, we get their blessings. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we get the blessings. Like Srila Prabhupada says, get saturated in Krishna consciousness. Get saturated. In one purport, Prabhupada says, get saturated. We all know what is saturation. In our school days, I remember my teacher showing in a glass of water. She put a little sugar, started stirring. Added some more sugar, started stirring. Some more sugar, started stirring. Stirring. One time she added sugar, sugar was not dissolving. Then she told, now it is saturated. It's a saturated solution. This process is called saturation. And Prabhupada uses the word in one purport. Get saturated in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna conscious, you are full of Krishna consciousness, no material things will penetrate. No material things will penetrate in you. There's no place to get in. There's no place for lust. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madam, Asarya. There's no place because you are saturated in Krishna consciousness. So this is very important. Prabhupada says get saturated. Prabhupada is an example for saturation in Krishna consciousness. You read this Lilamruta. You will not see one page, one para, one line, one word connected to this material world. Everything has a tinge of transcendental beauty. Every word of Lilamruta, every sentence, Krishna consciousness activities, how a person does. Like Prithu Maharaj, Lord was so happy. But Srila Prabhupada's activities, so many temples established, so much of preaching activity around the world. Such wonderful devotees around the world, preaching. And in Kali Yuga, it's not an easy thing to do these things. Unless the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, His mercy, His krupa, His compassion, His empathy for the devotees. You can see His photographs. Most of the photographs you can see is eyes, very beautiful eyes, lotus eyes, with a tinge of water, light water, always compassionate. Always feeling sorry for others. They're suffering so much. How to liberate them? That's His mood. So this is very simple. Get saturated in Krishna consciousness. And we should understand, what's the prime duty of my life? Prime duty is the Krishna consciousness. So many other things may be there. It's all secondary. The prime thing is Krishna consciousness. So beautifully is Srila Prabhupada as spoon-fed us. Spoon-feeding. Spoon-feeding. Total program, this morning program, what happens in ISKCON. Healthy temples. Healthy temples means healthy morning program. Healthy evening program. The temple becomes healthy automatically. Becomes devotees become very healthy. The whole temple atmosphere will become very vibrant. Like Bhagavatam says, Trivirena Bhakti Yogena. Bhakti Yoga means not casual. Casually perform Bhakti Yoga. No. Tivrata, Tivra. With intensity. Compared to sunshine. Sunshine is very intense. 12 o'clock in the sun. 12 o'clock sunshine, if you stand, what happens? We get burnt. We get a sunstroke and we die. Very intense sunshine, especially Tirumala, Andhra Pradesh, very known for it actually. Summers in Tirumala, it will touch 45, 46. And also some places in Delhi also, many other places, Vrindavan. 45, 46, 47. India, the tropical country. So intensity. So like that, this morning programs, if you stand in sunshine for 5 hours, we die. Your whole body will have boils, bubbles. Same thing, this morning program, 5 hours. From morning Mangalarti, 4:30 to 9:30, having prasad with the devotees, is 5 hours, very intense. Morning program is nothing but Shravanam and Kirtanam. Nothing but Shravanam and Kirtanam. So somebody is serious in the morning program, this day is very wonderful. The service becomes very wonderful, very smooth. Not many obstacles. Then if you're not preaching, come to the evening program. Participate in the evening program. Morning and evening program. Prabhupada says, service is like a spicy thing. The morning program is the bread with a layer of butter. The evening program, the bread slice with a layer of jam, honey. This morning program, evening program, if the service put together, you can have this nice sandwich. Just service without sadhana. Then what happens? It becomes very dry. Only sadhana, no service. Again, no use. Together, everything is well balanced. Such a beautiful transcendental program Srila Prabhupada has given to us. We should make use of it. For the congregation devotees, every day is not possible. Like ashram devotees, at least weekly on Sundays, can come and enjoy this, taste this sandwich. So intensity should be there. When you do this regularly, every day, how the sun burns, like this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madam, asarya is very dormant in my heart, in my heart. So this program, this 5 hours program, like sun, that burns away. That removes these anarthas. Anarthas are very solidified from many births. And removing the anarthas is not an easy thing. It has to be burnt by a strong sunshine, like the morning program and the evening program, and Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Then it will be burnt. When anarthas are gone, heart becomes soft. Heart becomes very soft. As long as anarthas are there, heart is very hard. Heart is very hard. Hard things Krishna will never touch. When the heart becomes soft, Krishna will steal. Butter, he'll steal it. He'll steal us. So, following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, these programs, regular programs, the anarthas will go away. Then you'll know how to behave with the devotees very nicely. Start with chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting regularly, eating prasad on the devotees, loving exchanges, being sweet to one another. No doubt, in an institution, there will be some conflicts. It will come, ought to come. Two people are together, two friends, husband and wife, or business partners, or the devotees, when for a long time you are together, there will be some difference of opinion will come. It will come. Let it come. But still I will behave nicely. You know? Because that will help me. When you behave very nicely, Lord is pleased. Lord is very much pleased. Prabhupada says, Samaham Sarvadhuvashe Bhuteshu. You know, Lord is not envious to anyone. Lord is upset with anyone. But whoever does bhajan is glorifying the Lord. Always loving Him. Who can love the Lord? When you love the devotees, we can love the Lord. We cannot say, I want only Krishna, I don't want devotees. No. I want only Krishna, I don't want gopas, I don't want gopis, I don't want Vrindavan, only Krishna and myself. No. Krishna means all these things. Krishna means all the devotees. Everybody. Then only we can develop love for the Lord. Anathas will go away. So thank you very much. Any one question or any comments?
And we keep asking such questions in lectures also. How do we develop that mood of humility? But we talked about pride here and how Mandagati met with his Adhogati. So,
Mandagati meeting is Adhogati.
So, how does one practically in devotional service try to overcome pride in a practical sense, both in terms of seva and sadhana? And connected to this is a problem, which is that we all have a morning program in some levels. But evening program becomes an issue sometimes due to services or whatever other things. So, both connected.
Because even our meetings, in the management meetings we discuss, morning program is a must. That's the cleansing. Morning program is a must for everybody. Everybody. From GBC to Bhakta, there should be in the morning program. But the evening program depends upon the individual is preaching. But your authority should know what you are doing. Are you just sleeping? Or you are preaching somewhere, some engagement. So evening program is not a mandatory if you are preaching. But the morning program is a mandatory, it's a compulsory, everybody should be there. And evening program, you are free, then be part of the evening program. So sometimes we are discussing in the meetings, devotees should have this visible sadhana. All should see us doing. Everybody should see us. I'm chanting. I'm in the Prabhupada's Guru Puja. I'm in Mangalarti. I'm in Tulsi Puja. I'm in Narasimha Kirtan. People should see us. That's called visible sadhana. This visible sadhana is so important so that we'll be alert. We'll be alert. If I'm alone, we may lack that alertness in Krishna consciousness. Alert is very important. Like Katranga Maharaj, though he was busy with so many activities, you know, he was very, very busy with so many activities, but he's always alert about the prime duty of human life. So the devatas requested, he went with the devatas, fought with the demons, he won the war. Devatas asked him, what do you wanted? He asked, how much time I have? They said, one muhurta, 3.5 minutes. One muhurta, 3.5 minutes. Okay, bye-bye. He left the heavenly planet, came to earth. Immediately took, Prabhupada says, he took the shelter of all safety, personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Prabhupada says, all safety is only one safe. Safety means Krishna. All safety, personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, took shelter of him and went back to Godhead. So though the Katranga Maharaj is so busy, this stately management, very, very busy person. Emperor means imagine how busy he'll be. But he never forgot the prime duty of human life. His sadhana was there. His devotion was there. Intact, though he was in the war, he was thinking of Krishna. So like that, the morning program is a must. It takes many years. Like Srila Prabhupada says, 12 years if you attend Mangalarti regularly and keep your heart and mind there in front of the deities, 12 years, after 12 years, you are a transcendental personality. Srila Prabhupada's statement. You become transcendental to this material world. But 12 years, for all there, many of us are there, I am there, but still not become transcendental. Why? The mind and the heart is not there. Though I am present there, my mind is wandering everywhere. So it's so important, Mangalarti, I am there. Did I hear Guru Ashtangam fully? Did I hear Hare Krishna Mantra fully? Did I hear Tulsi Puja song fully? Did I hear Namaste Narasimha fully? I chanted 16 rounds, I finished my 16 rounds. Did I hear all the 16 rounds? The quality of hearing, that cleanses the heart, then the devotee behaves properly. So morning program is a must. Evening program, when you are going out for preaching or something else, you got to tell your authority. We should be accountable to one person. That's for our own safety. If we are not accountable to anybody, then we cannot advance. The one person to always to take care of us, take care of our spiritual life. Okay? Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, as you told about Jagannath Das, he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So,
Lord Balaji.
Yes. So, whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited to Orissa, Jagannath Puri, he gave them one designation that Ativadi Jagannath Das. So, but in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, they are not accepted him as a Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, is there any basic reason why? Is there any basic reason why they are not accepted as Gaudiya Vaishnava? He was a great devotee of Jagannath and also Balaji also.
I don't know that past name actually. I don't. Same Jagannath, you mean the same Jagannath Das came to Puri?
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased while watching and listening his glorious music and bhajans of Lord Jagannath and Balaji also. So he gave the designation that Ativadi. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Ati?
Ativadi, Jagannath Das. So, but our Vaishnava Paramparas were not accepted as a Vaishnava. So, any basic reason?
I don't know the exact pastime. That pastime, I don't remember. So, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Udupi. There's a place for all these Madhva Brahmanas, no? Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never appreciated many Brahmanas. Not Purandara Dasa, Kanaka Dasa, Jagannath Dasa, Rajatirtha. They were in the Parampara. Many, because too much into logics, Nyaya. Too much of logics. Even today also they discuss heavy tarka, heavy logics. But they miss the pure devotional service, the simplicity of pure devotion, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Madhva Sampradaya, there's one devotee by name Bhannanja Govindayachar. How many slokas are there in the scriptures? You mention any sloka, he'll tell from such and such a scripture. He'll give the meaning. That means around 4.5 lakh slokas are there, approximately. All the scriptures put together. And he has an idea of all these verses. He gives a fantastic Bhagavatam class, fantastic Bhagavad Gita class. One thing his weakness is, I should say, he can't give up this. Out of the class, he has to do this. But he knows Sanskrit fluently. He knows all the Shastras. He has written Ramayana. But Srila Prabhupada's beauty is, everybody, they very easily follow the regulative principles. They're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Purity is there, coming from the Parampara. When you hear from Srila Prabhupada, from his disciples, we get purified. We would like to follow the instructions. We would like to follow the regulative principles. We want to chant. Though purity is not there, we are attempting. By the blessings of Lord Guru and Krishna, one day we may chant purely. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihaji ki, Shri Shri Gaunita ki, Shri Shri Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman ji ki, Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandhi.